好，我们继续用经文来赞美我们的神。So let's continue to read God's words to worship our God. 好，今天经文是从以弗所书一章十五到十六节。So today's Bible scripture is from Ephesians chapter 1 verse 15 to 16.我们先齐声来读，用中文读，然后第二次再用英文来读。Let's read in Chinese first, and second time let's read in English together. 好，那我们一起来读第十五到十六。好，开始。亲爱众圣徒。就为你们不住的感谢祷告之后成就你们。OK, so let's read in English. OK, let's go. That is why, since I heard about you, always remember you in my prayers.May God bless His own word. 愿神祝福他自己的话语。好，我们今天很高兴，我们有我们的沈牧师在我们当中来传讲神的信息。So we are so happy have Pastor Jim to deliver God's word. 他要传讲的信息是因何为我而感恩。Okay, the topics will be what we make someone thankful for me.博文将翻译成中文 So our brother 博文 is going to interpret it into Chinese. Okay, so I will turn the time over to Pastor Jim.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Yeah, I'm going to mic up. It's just going to take me a moment here to mic up. I forgot to do this earlier this morning.
我们稍等一下，让牧师把他的麦克风带好。
And I want to take this time to thank the Lord for servants like Bowen's son, who is willing to translate me.
也牧师在忙的时候顺便谢谢一下站在他旁边翻译的弟兄，就是我。
You know, I used to really try to stay to my notes.So there wouldn't be any surprises.
我一般会按照我写好的来讲，这样就不会有什么意外的东西出来。
But I've come to realize that I just can't help it. I go off my notes.
但是我常常就忍不住的就要说一些不是我之前预备好的话。
And that makes it difficult sometimes.
有的时候会比较难翻译。
Because when I speak, I was brought up here in the United States, and I have all these kind of American sayings that don't translate real well.
因为我在这里长大，有的时候我会有一些美国的英文的说法，可能翻译起来不是很容易。
And I've got to train myself not to use them.
不过为的时候要训练自己不要用这些词。I'm used to it now.
See how Americanized he is? He's so good. So today, this is a Thanksgiving message.
今天是一个感恩节的信息。
And the title, you know, I was really thinking, like, as I was reading through and preaching through Ephesians this past year,
在过去的一年里面，我就在重点在以弗所书的讲道上面。
And I remembered going through this passage and thinking, boy, when we get to Thanksgiving, if I'm preaching, I think I'm going to do this passage.
那个时候我就想，如果我在感恩节的时候要讲信息的话，我就要来讲这一段。
What was remarkable to me was that Paul heard something and it motivated him to be thankful for the people of the church.
让我觉得很吃惊的是，保罗在这里的时候呢，会激发起自己的一个动力，要为着以弗所的教会来感谢。
And I began to think, are people, what makes people thankful for me?
然后我就在想，那如果我要别人来为我感恩的话，我有什么值得让别人来感恩的？
And there are two things in particular that I found in this passage that I believe if we live, people will be thankful for us.
但是在这里面，我想到的有一些我想与大家分享的，我觉得我们能做到这一些，我们也可以成为别人因着这些而为我们来感恩。
Let me just stop and pray this morning.
让我们在这之前先做一个祷告。
Lord, as we look into your word, I just pray that, that you would be the center of all that is said.
主，我们在这里来看这段话语的时候，愿你成为一切的中心。
I pray that whatever comes out of my mouth will give you honor and glory.
从我口里所出的，也愿所有的一切都荣耀你。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So I'd like to just start out with this issue of motivation.
我想要从我们做事情的这一个动机来开始。
And I'd like to just tell you, sometimes I have a hard time getting motivated.
有时候我做事情会缺乏动力。
And although I do many projects around our house, sometimes it's difficult for me to get motivated, to get started.
我在家里面也会做一些小的工程，不过很难有这一个动力开始做。
And so this is how it goes.
所以是这样。
My wife Ingrid would say something like, boy, I think I'd like to repaint the interior of our house.
但我的妻子 Ingrid, 她就会开始说这样一句话，我想要把我们家里面的房子的里面重新油漆一下。
And then I try to change the subject.
然后呢，我就要改变话题。
And then she brings it up again and suggests the color.
然后他就会再提到这一个问题，然后呢，来建议刷成什么样的颜色。
And then I start to get a little bit more strategic.
然后呢，我就会改变我的一些策略。
And I list all of the ways our lives will be inconvenienced and all the furniture that would have to be moved if I'm to repaint the interior of the house.
我就会列举出来，如果我们这样刷的话，对我们的生活会造成多么大的不便，还有我们要把家具都要全部的挪开。
And I'm hoping she will say something like, you're right, let's forget it. It's too much work.
然后我就会希望她说，这个要做的工作太多了。不要做了。
Ingrid suggests we go to Home Depot right away.
但是他接下来说的是我们马上去 Home Depot 来买漆。
And she wants to pick out the color.
然后呢他要选择颜色。
I just have to say, that has never worked for me. So any of you guys that are thinking about maybe listing all the reasons why you shouldn't do the project, never works. Don't even bother.
我要告诉你我的策略从来不成功。你如果想向你的另一半建议不要他做一些事情，那很难成功。
Thank you. So we go to the store and we pick out the paint squares.
所以我们去店里面会拿那个油漆颜色的样本。
And she comes home and she tapes them on the wall.
样本在纸上，她就把它贴在墙上。
And we begin to try to pick them out and agree on one.
然后我们就要选一个我们都喜欢的颜色。
And then it's time to buy the paint, so we go and we buy the paint.
然后我们去把漆买回家里面。
And I hide it in my workshop.
然后我就把它藏起来。
You see, you know, it's one thing to buy it, it's another thing to open the can.
当然买回来是一回事，把它打开用就是另外一回事。
And then nothing happens for a little while.
然后那过了一段时间，什么事情也没有发生。
Then Ingrid finds the paint.
然后 Ingrid 有一天就找到了我们买的漆。
And she opens it.
然后她打开。
And she paints a portion of the wall right in the middle of the living room.
然后她就把客厅的房间的一小部分正中间的地方她就把它刷起来。
And when I come home, she says, wouldn't that look good?
然后我一回家她就说看起来很好看是吗
and here's the thing, she knows,that I cannot stand seeing a wall that has either chipping paint or a stain or another color of paint on it that's not completely painted. I just can't stand it.
他知道我难以忍受的就是墙上会有一个不一样的颜色的一小块，哪怕是有脏的污秽的东西，还是他只刷了一点点没有刷完的墙。
And right there is my motivation to paint the interior of the house.
然后从那里开始，我就有了我要把房子重新刷一遍的动机。
In somewhat the same way, Paul heard something about the Ephesian church, and he had to do something about it.
有点类似的是，当那个时候保罗听到了以弗所教会里面的事情的时候，他觉得他要做一些事情。
He was motivated to write a note of thanks, for what he had heard about the brothers and sisters.
他有了一个动机，就是要为以弗所的教会来写一封信来感恩。
So, our verse today is from Ephesians 1:15 and 16.
今天我们来看的是以弗所书一章十五十六节。
And Paul has just finished or ended this magnificent explanation of all that God has done and given to us.Through our Lord Jesus Christ in verses 3 through 14.
在这之前的第一章三到十四节，保罗刚刚解释的非常清楚，我们的神借着耶稣基督所成就的一切，以及他们所给我们的恩赐和赏赐。
Then he launches into a prayer of thanksgiving for the readers of the letter to the Ephesians.
然后他直接的转入对以弗所教会的会众的一个感谢。
The opening phrase, which is for this reason in verse 15, refers back to what he had just written.
在十五节一开始的时候说到的这一个因此这两个字，就是在指到之前保罗所解释的。
Verses 13 and 14 read this way.
那十三十四节是这样说。
And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory.
之前说到，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
He prays because through Christ the believers have received blessings.
他这样的祷告是因为借着基督，这些相信他的人已经得到了祝福。
They receive blessings of election.
他们得到的是拣选的祝福。
Of sonship.
成为子女的祝福。
Of redemption.
救赎的祝福。
Of revelation.
还有启示的祝福。
And the gift of the Holy Spirit.
还有得到了圣灵。
And their lives show it.
而且这些也从他们的生命里面显示出来。
Since we are God's children,
因为我们是神的子民
，and we have this salvation through Christ,
那我们也有借着基督这样的救恩。
We should be like the Ephesians.
我们应该像以弗所人一样。
Hopefully, there is something about us that people would continually, would be continually thankful for.
希望在我们里面有一些东西是别人可以持续的为此而感恩的。
Now Paul was thankful for a couple of specific reasons.
那保罗的感恩呢，有一些具体的原因。
Their growing relationship with Christ brought about spiritual fruit, which Paul heard about.
那他们在基督里面的这一个与神的关系的成长，也给他们带来了一个属灵的果实。这也是保罗所听到的。
Now let's look at these two specific noteworthy areas of their spiritual lives.
那让我们来具体来看看这两个值得注意的他们的属灵生命的部分。
The first thing that Paul says is that he praises them for their faithfulness.
保罗首先赞扬的是他们的信实。
He says the faith in the Lord Jesus.Which exists among you.
他说，信靠主的心在你们当中运行。
Now the response of faithfulness, I believe, is twofold.
我觉得他们的信心的回应是有两是有两两重的。
And the first is their belief is in, he is thankful for their faithfulness in believing that Jesus is their Savior.
那第一个呢，就是他们相信耶稣是他们的救主。
First Timothy, 2 verses 5 and 6 read this way.
那在提摩太前书二章五到六节的时候这样说道。
For there is one God and one mediator between God and men. The man Jesus, Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men.
因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是为降世为人的基督耶稣，他舍自己做万人的赎价。
See, they firmly believed that Jesus died for their sins.
他们坚定地相信耶稣是为他们的罪而死。
They firmly believed that they had sin that needed to be forgiven.
他们坚定地相信他们有罪需要被赦免、被救赎。
And this belief wasn't just for one day or one week or one month.
那这个相信并不只是短暂的一天、一个星期、一个月的相信。
Ever since Paul knew them, it has continued to that day he wrote the letter.
自从保罗认识他们到现在，他们每时时刻刻都有这样的信心。
And he expected that that faith in Jesus as their Savior would continue till the day they died.
那他们也相信这样，他也相信这样的信心在他们中间会一直到他们离世的日子。
But their faithfulness was also in another area.
但他们的信心也在另外一处体现出来。
They believed in Jesus as their Lord.
他们相信耶稣是他们的主。
Now, the word Lord means ruler.
主这一个词就是一个我们的统治者。
Very plainly, they believed that Jesus was the king and ruler of their lives.
非常直白的，他们就相信耶稣基督是他们的君王，是他们的统治者。
So whatever he says, or whatever is written in his word, they are to obey.
所以耶稣所说的，还有在圣经上所写下来的话，他们都应当遵从。
Let me read a couple of verses that, here in Romans Paul wrote.
那让我给大家来读一下保罗书，罗马书里面保罗所写到的。
Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
罗马书十章九节说：“你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。”
And listen to this in Acts chapter 16 verses 30 and 31.
还有在使徒行传十六章三十、三十一节。
It says, "He then brought them out and asked, 'Sirs, what must I do to be saved?' They replied, 'Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved.'" You and your household.
他又领他们出来说，二位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救？他们说，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
Now this sounds a lot like a little bit of the questions that I asked a couple of our baptismal people this morning.
这里有点像刚刚我在为有弟兄姐妹施洗的时候问到他们的问题。
I asked them if they had accepted Jesus' sacrifice for the forgiveness of their sins.
我问他们的是，你相不相信，耶稣基督，他的牺牲是为了赦免我们的罪。
And I also asked them if they promised to live for Jesus for the rest of their lives.
那我还问到他们是否承诺愿意，在他们的一生当中，按照耶稣的所遵从的来行他们的，行事生活。
And this not in their own strength, but with the help of the Holy Spirit.
不是靠他们自己的力量，而是靠着圣灵的力量。
Now, I just want to point something out and make this very clear to all of us.
我想要说出来，这样让我们在座的各位都清楚。
Salvation comes when we accept Christ's sacrifice for the forgiveness of our sins.
当我们相信耶稣基督的舍己为我们的罪，为了赦免我们的罪，这样我们才能够得到救恩。
Plus nothing.
在此之外没有任何的额外条件。
Baptism doesn't save.
洗礼不会救我们。
Baptism doesn't give us anything that we haven't already received.
洗礼不会给我们超出神已经赐给我们的。
You see, people that aren't baptized and, you know, pass on before they are baptized are in heaven.
那有人说，那在
Can you repeat that? Oh, yes. People that are baptized, or that are not baptized and pass away before they are baptized go to heaven.
那没有受洗的人，在他们去世以后到天堂。
Baptism is nowhere in the Bible is baptism a requirement for salvation.
在圣经里面没有一处提到洗礼是我们救赎的必要的条件。
See, the thing is, if baptism is a requirement, then salvation is by works.
那如果洗礼是我们得救的条件的话，那么我们的救恩就是要靠我们所做的行为的工价来得。
But as we grow in our relationship with Christ, we are to make him the Lord of our lives.
但是当我们在神里面生活的时候，我们是要让他在我们的生命里面做我们的君王。
When Jesus is Lord of our lives, we live in accordance to his word and the leading of the Holy Spirit.
当神成为我们的救主的时候，我们的生活，我们的生命就是按照他的话语，按照他的样式来行。
And then when we see that baptism is a command given by Jesus to the church, we follow through in obedience.
然后当我们听到神给我们的嘱咐是要我们在教会里面被施洗的时候，那我们就直接的遵从。
Because he's Lord of our lives.
因为他就是我们生命的主。
Because the king said.
因为我们的君王说道。
That means that our desire is to be the people he wants us to be in word and in deed.
所以那我们要做的其实就是要在我们的言语和在我们的行为上面遵从他为主，并且行他所教导我们的。
When I was a little boy, my mother and my father bought me a picture and they put it in my bedroom.
当我小的时候我的父母就在我的房间里面放了一幅画。
And I think, as parents sometimes can, I think they could see that I might be going off on a separate trail.
我觉得他们可以看得出来，有的时候，我小的时候，有的时候不会按照他们所喜欢的样式来做事情。
I wasn't very obedient to them, and I certainly wasn't obedient to the Lord.
我不是特别听父母的话，我那个时候也没有听神的话。
And the picture was this.
然后父母在我房间里放的画就像这样一幅图。
I don't know if you can see that real well, but it's I've seen this picture around in Christian bookstores.
我不知道你能不能看得清楚，这幅画在基督徒的书店里面会常常的看到。
And I remember looking at this picture when I wasn't really following the Lord.
那我记得当我不是特别的听神的话的时候，我就看到这幅图片。
And I kept saying, boy, I don't know why I have that picture up on my wall.
然后我就在想，为什么要放这样的一幅照片在我的房间里。
But I never took it down.
但我从来没有把它拿下来。
And so the picture, and this, and my father explained it to me when he gave it to me.
然后当我爸爸把这个画给我的时候，他给我解释了一下。
And he said, you know, we're giving you this picture because we want Jesus to direct and rule in your life.
我给你这幅照片是希望神来指引还有统管你生活。
And he said, you're in this boat.
就像你在这个船上。
And look at the waters there, right? The waters over here, they're not calm.
你看后面有水，这不是平静的海，这是有风浪的。
And the waters are the represent life in general.
那这个水代表的就是我们的生活。
There are ups and downs.
我们生活有起有落。
And you're going to need help in directing your life. My father said.
在这样的起落之中，在行你自己的路的时候，你需要有一个指引。
And he said, and you're going to need Jesus.
然后他说。你需要耶稣
to give you directions.
需要他来给你指引方向。
You see, brothers and sisters, to have Jesus as the Lord of your life is really like this picture.
那当我们说到需要神成为我们前面指引我们前面的路的时候，那幅图画大概就是像这个样子。
And that's what we pray for our baptismal people, right? When they get baptized.
那当我们的弟兄姐妹受洗的时候，我们也是这样的为受洗的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
That they will make Jesus the Lord of their lives.
他们会让耶稣基督成为他们生命的主宰。
So Paul first praises the brothers and sisters for their faith in Jesus as Savior and Lord.
那保罗首先是赞扬他的弟兄姐妹是在他们有这样的坚定的信心在神里面。
Now this raises a couple of questions for us.
那这里呢也会给我们带来两个问题。
First is, do we know Jesus as Savior?
首先是我们知不知道耶稣是我们的救主。
And the second is,
第二点是
is Jesus the Lord of our lives?
耶稣基督是不是我们生活生命的主宰？
For those who do not know Jesus as Savior,
对于不知道耶稣基督是救主的人来说，
and you have any questions about that,
如果你对此有任何的疑问，
and or questions about the forgiveness of sin,
那我们的问题是关于罪的赦免。
Please come and talk to Pastor Zhao or myself or Pastor Yang or the elders, and we will clearly show you that scriptures say that in order for us to live with the Heavenly Father in eternity, our sins need to be forgiven by the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果你们关于耶稣基督他的牺牲还有与我们的罪得赦免的关系有任何的疑问的话，请大家来找我们的赵牧师、沈牧师、杨传道还有我们的长老，我们都很乐意来为你来解答你任何的疑问。
For those of you who have accepted Christ but are not experiencing victory,
那对于已经接受耶稣基督的人，但是还没有经历过得胜的话
，or perhaps there's a place that we have not made Him the Lord of our lives.
或者也许在我们的生活生命里面有哪些部分我们还并没有让耶稣成为我们的主。
Again, let's get together with some brothers and sisters that we trust, a pastor, some elders, deacons, and let's start praying.
让我们应该和我们的牧师长老，我们的弟兄姐妹一起，我们一同的来面对这样的问题，我们一同的来祷告。
The second thing that Paul praises the Ephesians for is their response of love toward one another.
保罗赞扬以弗所人的另外的一点是他们蛮有爱心的回应。
Actually, I didn't put it in there. I cut it short. But it says in verse 15, the very last part, and your love for all the saints.
保罗在这里在十五节的最后他提到的是以弗所人你们对所有圣徒的爱。
Well, you know, well, so what is so special about Christian love?
基督的爱有什么特别的呢？
What is so special about their love for one another?
基督徒对彼此的爱有什么特别的呢？
Hey, I'll be completely honest with you, brothers and sisters.
老实的对大家说
There was a time where I was driving with the family in New Jersey and we ended up getting a flat tire.
有一次我们一家人开车到了新泽西的时候呢，我们有一个轮胎坏掉了。
And it was a Sunday.
那是一个星期天。
And across the street, as it happened to be, across the street was a gas station.
那路的对面就有一个加油站。
And before I could see it, a man in the gas station jumped into his truck, drove over to across the street, came around, and came and asked us what kind of help we needed.
然后我还没有意识到的时候，在对面的加油站就有一个人开着卡车穿过路，停到我们后面，问我们需要什么帮助。
And he showed such concern for us.
而且他对我们特别的关心。
He put us in his car.
那他让我们进他的车里面。
He made sure that our car got towed right across the street.
他也确定我们的车会被拖到一个地方去修。
He made sure our kids were safe and away from the road.
那他确定我们的孩子也会离路远一些，就在一个安全的地方。
He was a Muslim man.
他是一个穆斯林的男人。
And I have to be honest with you, there are times where, I feel more loved by those that are not in the church than those that are in the church.
有的时候我会感觉到我在教会外面得到很多人的关爱，有的时候甚至比教会里面还多。
And maybe perhaps you have had that same experience.
也许你也有过类似的经历。
So what is it about Christian love that should distinguish us from the rest of the world?
所以这样来说，那基督和基督徒的爱又和这个世界有什么分别呢？
Well, I think the first thing that we see is that Christian love does not discriminate.
那首先我们看到的是基督徒的爱它并不区分开来对待。
You see, Paul says, for all the saints.
保罗说到所有圣徒的爱。
Notice how Paul didn't exclude anybody.
保罗并没有把任何人排除在外。
So he didn't say only love the brothers and sisters that always agree with you.
他并不说你只去爱那些认同你的弟兄姐妹。
Or always have the same things in common.
或者说那些跟你有类似的相同之处的弟兄姐妹。
Or are profitable to you.
也不是说那些可以你从他们身上得到益处的那些人，你去爱他们。
Paul didn't say it was okay to avoid difficult people.
保罗并没有说你可以去避开那一些很难对付的人。
You know, the people that kind of rub you the wrong way.
有的时候那些人会让你心里面很不舒服。
Hey, I know, it's a temptation for me too, to avoid difficult people.
对我来说躲开绕开这些难对付的人也是我心里面的一个试探。
But brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us that if we shun or we ostracize people from us, that's sin.
那你知道圣经里面说如果我们避开或者说把这些人排除在外的话那是一个罪。
That avoiding and ignoring people on purpose.
我们刻意的避开或者是忽略一些人，这是一个罪的。
And a matter of fact, John takes it a little further. Paul takes it a little further, doesn't it? He goes on to say that it isn't enough to speak well of someone or to say that you love someone.
那保罗再进一步的说，他说，只是对那一些人说你爱他，并不是足够的。
But he says that we ought to. We must love each other with our actions sacrificially and unconditionally.
我们也必须去用我们的行动来表示出我们对人的爱，这些都是我们要舍己的，无条件的去做的。
Well, how else can we show love towards someone that they would be thankful for us?
想一想，如果不是这样的话，我们怎么可能来对别人来表示出这样的爱心，也让他们为此而感谢呢？
So first of all, we don't discriminate.
首先，我们并不区别对待。
And then secondly, and I go to another verse for this, but it's important on how we care for people emotionally and spiritually.
那在第二点的时候，我想说的是，我们对人的这样的爱和关怀，是对他们的情感，还有对他们的灵魂、灵命上双重的。
I think that it is important for us, brothers and sisters, to care for each other, for our emotional and spiritual well-being.
我觉得很重要的是，当我们关心爱人的时候，要注重的是情感上，还有灵命上的。
Look at what Paul says in Philippians 2.
看一下保罗在腓立比书第二章说到。
If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Now right here I think Paul really gives us a real key, a real understanding of what Christian love for one another is to look like.
保罗也在这里给我们一个关键点，让我们来理解基督徒的彼此相爱应当是怎样的。
I think this separates us from the rest of the world.
我觉得就是这里让我们的爱和世界的爱有一个分别。
And there are four things that I see here that I'd like to go through very quickly.
那在这里有四点我想很快的与大家分享。
And the first is I'd like to talk about comfort.
那第一点我想来说的是这个安慰。
Because that's what Paul said. You know, if you have received any comfort from the Lord. Now how many of you have ever received comfort from the Lord?
保罗说到如果你得到了从神而来的安慰，我想在座的各位有多少曾经得到过从神而来的安慰呢？
I'm sure you have.
我相信你会有的。
And here I'd just like to say that the word means to come alongside someone.
所以这一个词的意思是在陪伴在一个人的旁边。
This is the word that Jesus uses to describe the Holy Spirit. My comforter will come to you.
那耶稣也是用这一个词表明来说到圣灵说到圣灵是我们的安慰，是保惠师。
When Jesus goes to the heavenly realms to be with the Father, he says, I leave with you my comforter.
当耶稣升到天上回到父神那里的时候，他说我会差遣圣灵保惠师来。
And that gives us a little bit of the description of what the Holy Spirit does.
那保惠师这一个词就会给我们一个关于圣灵的描述。
See, when we need help, he comes alongside us.
当我们需要帮助的时候，他会来到我们旁边。
Have you ever felt that support from the Holy Spirit when there wasn't really anyone else around?
当你身边没有什么人来帮助的时候，你有没有感觉到圣灵在与你的同在？
But it doesn't only come from the Holy Spirit.
但是它并不只是来自于圣灵。
That kind of comfort also comes through people that are filled with the Holy Spirit.
这样的安慰也会借着被圣灵所充满的有圣灵的人来到你的旁边。
If you have felt that kind of comfort,
如果你感受到过那样的安慰
then you go.
那你也去帮助和安慰别人。
And come alongside someone who needs comfort.
那在那些需要安慰的人旁边，你就在他的旁边陪伴安慰他。
See, that's love that cares for somebody's emotional and spiritual well-being.
这样就是来安慰和关怀别人的情感还有灵命上的需求。
But then Paul also uses the phrase, the fellowship of the Spirit.
保罗还用到另外一个词，就是属灵的灵性上的团契。
So,Have you, let me just explain what this means. It means, have you, like, experiencing a blast of wind?
你有没有感受到过一阵强风，一阵疾风吹过？
Do you know how in the winter sometimes you will go into a department store or even a grocery store, and as you come through the doors, they have these heaters that are blowing hot air right at the entrance, and you come in, it's like...And you walk through.
你知道，冬天你去商店或者你去超市的时候，你一开门，因为那个门上面有一个加热的风扇啊，你一开门的时候，有一股强风迎面的吹过来。
Do you know what? That's how the Holy Spirit works sometimes.
你知道，有的时候圣灵就是这样工作的。
It maybe not all the time.
并不一定总是这样。
But sometimes God needs to infuse us with His Holy Spirit to do a special work.
但有的时候神会给我们注入这样的一股灵力，让我们去做特殊的工作的时候。
And it might be something as simple as writing an encouraging letter to somebody.
有的时候可能是很小的事情，比如说你写一封信来鼓励别人。
And it might be a very difficult letter to write.
或者是你很难去写下来的一些话语。
But somehow the Lord gave you the right words.
但是呢，神会给你适当的词句，你会把它写下来。
And that perfect verse came to mind.
然后突然间那一句很完美的句子就会在你的脑子里面出现。
And you've just experienced the blast of wind from the Holy Spirit.
那个时候你会经历到圣灵的那一阵强风的吹入。
And Paul is saying, if you've experienced that blast of wind, then share it with others.
保罗说过，如果你经历过这样的圣灵的一个催促，一阵像疾风一样吹过的话，那你也应该向别人来分享你这样的经历。
And then he uses the word tenderness.
还有一个词说到压痛。
And tenderness is a deep feeling of compassion, often felt in the stomach.
它是我们发自肺腑的，从我们内里面出来的怜悯之心。
Have you ever ministered to a brother or sister that was hurting?
你有没有去安慰过或者服侍过一些受伤的人？
And maybe they've just experienced loss.
或许他们经历过一些失丧。
And you cry when they cry.
当他们哀哭的时候，你也哀哭。
You mourn as they mourn.
他们悲伤的时候，你也悲伤。
Or perhaps it was a joyous occasion.
或许是一个很喜乐的、很欢乐的时光。
Maybe the birth of a new baby.
或者是一个新的孩子的出生，在一个家里。
And you rejoice.
那你和这个家人一同的来欢喜。
Because they rejoice.
因为他们很欢喜。
You see, you carry the emotion with them.
那你和他们共同的来分享一样的情感。
And you're tender and you feel, you can kind of feel what they feel.
那这样的同情和怜悯之心就会让你感受到对方所感受的。
And you help carry them along through the situation.
然后呢，你可以因着这样，你可以帮助他们经历过这样的一个境况。
Or you enjoy it with them.
或者你和他们共同来分享他们在其中的喜乐。
Paul says, if you've experienced that,
保罗说，如果你经历这样的事情，
do that for one another.
你也帮助别人一同的来经历。
The last word is compassion.
最后一个是怜悯之心。
And this is somewhat like tenderness, but just a little different.
这个和我们之前提到的一点有一些相似，不过也有一些区别的地方。
It's a deep awareness of sympathy for someone's suffering.
是对别人所经历的痛苦的深感同情。
And it's actually a word that is also used, translated as mercy.
这个词呢也会被翻译作有怜悯赦免。
And mercy, the definition of mercy is knowing what someone needs at the time that they need it and giving it to them.
有的时候这种怜悯和恩慈就是当别人有一个需求的时候，你会在那一时刻知道他需求的是什么，并且可以提供给他。
See, that's what it would mean for a person that has the gift of mercy.
所以那这一点呢，需要人在这一方面有特别的恩赐。
They're very insightful to the happenings in another person's life.
他们非常有洞察力，能够看到这一个人的状况和他需要的是什么。
Has anyone ever shown you mercy?
有没有人给你这样的怜悯之心？
How did that feel?
你当时感觉怎么样？
It feels good, doesn't it?
感觉很好，不是吗？
See, they could be very aggressive and chastise you for something.
有的时候可能会他们给你的方式呢十分的强烈，有的时候呢是要磨造塑造你的生命。
They can in the time of your need just heap more work on you.
有的时候在那个时候呢，他就会很火热的带着这样的一个工作来到你的面前。
See, sometimes people, you know, they don't see that you need a rest and they just give you more work.
就像有的时候你觉得你需要休息，你什么都不想做的时候，但是那一个人却给你更多的工作让你去做。
Okay, I know you all have your boss's picture in your mind right now.
这个时候你们脑子里都想到你们工作时候侍奉的老板了。
And so often, If you do a good job, they give you more to do.
有的时候你做得很好的时候呢，人家给你更多的工作来做。
And you're just trying to do it so that you could take a breath, get some rest.
但是你努力工作呢，是因为你想做完了以后有一个好的休息。
That's not mercy.
那个时候那就不是有怜悯之心。
They're insensitive.
那个是麻木不仁的一种感觉。
Now I just want to mention as I close here today, and that we have people that are trained to show this kind of care in our congregation.
在我结束之前我想说的是我们的教会就会有人懂得这样的关怀而且可以给予这样的关怀。
That is people that show compassion.
那就是我们有弟兄姐妹可以懂得去施予怜悯。
People that know how to be tender towards you.
人们知道怎样的温和温柔的来对待你。
People that will share the fellowship that they've received from the Spirit with you.
那些人可以把他们从属灵上从圣灵上得到的通过团契来分享给你。
People that will come alongside and help you walk that difficult road, maybe.
人们会在你经历苦难的时候陪伴在你的旁边帮你一同的经历度过。
And those people are in our church.
那些人在我们的教会
and some have been formally trained
有一些人呢也会经过正式的一些培训
and they are called Stephen ministers
就是我们的斯提凡施工的关怀者
Now I know that some of you have done that course of study
我知道在座的各位有一些人上过斯提凡施工的课
Can I just see a raise of hands? How many have gone throughStephen ministry training here at our church or are going through it.
你有上过的话可以举一下手吗
Okay, we have a number here.
那我们有人举手。
You know, the reason why we have Stephen ministers is so that we are a church and we will be a church that people can be thankful for.
我们有这样的人就是因为我们的教会是一个值得可以让别人为我们感恩的教会。
So why would people want to be thankful for us?
所以别人为什么要因为我们而感恩呢?
I hope that they'll be thankful for us because they see our faithfulness to, in believing Jesus is Savior and Lord of their lives.
首先我希望别人因我们而感恩是因为我们相信接受我们的救主他是他的付出和牺牲成为了我们的罪的救赎。
And I hope that they will see in us a love that does not discriminate.
我也希望他们会看到我们拥有这样的一份爱，这个爱是不会对人区分对待的。
And the type of love that brings comfort, fellowship, tenderness, and compassion.
那在这样的一份爱里面带来的是安慰，是属灵的交通，是温柔的，带着怜悯之心的。
Let's pray together.
那我们一同来祷告。
Lord and Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们的话语。
And Lord, we want to be the people that you want us to be.
我们愿意成为你所把我们塑造成的样式。
Help us always to walk a faithful path.
帮助我们走信实的道路。
And also to love our brothers and sisters as you would love them.
爱我们的弟兄姐妹如同你爱他们一样。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣之名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.